And while you're messing around with that, I'll just kind of touch on Gord's question. He's putting together a package pricing for video creation and add-on services. And I didn't see an actual question in there, Gord. Let me see here. You just wanted us to share some of the resources we've talked about before or samples. And I referred to the archives. I know that we've done some stuff in there and suggested a couple searches on the Facebook page. A standard list of services, and I'll just give my take on this. I personally never do that. I don't put together package pricing. But that's just kind of me, because unless you really have your processes down and stuff, it's kind of tough to do such a thing without eating it. Michelle will probably attest to that. Charging a flat rate for something, for a video project, unless you're basically modifying something that's existing, you're probably going to run into, you know, overruns and all kinds of stuff like that.
Yeah, you have to be pretty experienced and have done a lot of the same type of videos before. Or you can charge high, you know.
Or just charge a lot.
Yeah, and see if they'll go for it. It depends on what your goal is. If you're trying to build up a portfolio, then it doesn't matter. You know, you're charging to learn, basically. And
that's a good point, too. A lot of folks we talk to, they try to compete on price. And, again, my basic take on that is that you're going to suffer in doing that, because there are just so many idiots out there that put out lousy junk and things like that. So if it was me, what I would do personally is I would look for a better class of clients, and I would sell them. I would use some of those marketing videos that I could create to position myself as being better than competing on price. Okay, because there's a story to be told there, right? You get what you pay for, and here's an example of, here's a low-price video sample, but, you know, is this going to suit your needs? Is this going to be a good investment for you in the long run? No, it isn't, and I'll tell you why. And then I'll tell you why you should seek my services at a higher cost instead. You know, there's a business case to be made there.
And now,
a lot of people, they think, oh, I'm just going to crank out a whole bunch of videos and
Right. Everybody's
going to want to buy them, and I'm going to charge less than everybody else, and you're going to get crushed. You're going to get creamed doing that. Right?
Now, the thing is, though, if you're fairly new, though, you know, you have to charge accordingly, because you may not be great, you know. You may be just starting and you're trying to build your portfolio. Like when I first started, I didn't charge very much at all because I wanted experience and I wanted to try to get a portfolio, and I needed to make mistakes. And so my clients did, they got what they paid for, which was not, they didn't pay very much, and they didn't get great quality. But everybody has to start somewhere. And there are clients out there that don't care as much about super high quality. They want cheap. So they're all out there. So, you know, you have to, just like with everything else, you got to kind of move up. You have to figure out where you are. Do you make videos? Compare yourself to others and say, am I as good as those people? If you think you're just kind of okay and you need more practice, then I think you need to go in low. So that's where Lon and I differ, because I don't think Lon ever started low. But then again, I guess you were really great right from the get-go. Or maybe you didn't charge.
I've been awesome.
Yeah,
I've been awesome for so long, and it's hard for me to remember.